Phoenix Audio presents
A Crown of Swords by Robert Jordan, read by Mark Rolston. From the tall arched window, close onto 80 spans above the ground, not far below the top of the White Tower, Elida could see for miles beyond Tarvalen, to the rolling plains and forest that bordered the broad River Arinon, running down from the north and west before it divided around the white walls of the great island city. This high, an almost constant breeze lessened the unnatural heat gripping the world. Snow should have covered the ground deep, yet the weather belonged in the depths of the hard summer. Another sign that the last battle approached, and the Dark One touched the world, if more were needed. For what must have been the 100th time, she read the message come from Karine by Pigeon 12 days ago. Few in the tower knew of its existence, none but she knew of its contents, or would have a glimmer of what it meant if they did. The ring has been placed in the bull's nose. I expect a pleasant journey to market. No signature, yet she needed none. Only Galena Caspan had known to send that glorious message. Galena, whom Elida trusted to do what she would have trusted no one else save herself. The ring has been placed in the bull's nose. Rand Althor, the dragon reborn, the man who had seemed on the point of swallowing the world, the man who had swallowed entirely too much of it, Rand Althor was shielded and in Galena's control. And none who might support him knew. Inside another week, two at most, Althor would be in the tower, closely supervised and guided safely until Tarmon Gaidon, his ravaging of the world, stopped. It was madness to allow any man who could channel to run free, but most of all, the man prophecy said must face the Dark One in the last battle. Years would be needed to arrange the world properly.